Let's just leave the budget for now and go to the emotional apology that was delivered in the NT Parliament today to gay men and women who lived under laws that criminalised who they were right up until the mid-1980s. Chief Minister Michael Gunner was visibly moved as he said sorry for what he described as state-sanctioned discrimination and introduced new laws that will expunge historical convictions. Jacqueline Breen reports.
It started like any other day in Northern Territory Parliament, but this one, for many, was very different.
Government business orders today, number one, the expungement of Historical Homosexual Offence Records Bill 2018. To move the bill, be read a second time.
Chief Minister Michael Gunner stood in his place and said today was a day to make right. And doing that, he said, meant apologising for past wrongs.
Laws criminalising homosexuality were wrong. Laws criminalising love and attraction were wrong. And historical conventions stemming from these laws were, are, wrong.
Gay sex was a crime in the Northern Territory up until 1983. It was embedded in a 100-year-old criminal code between offences like kidnapping and bestiality. Michael Gunner says it's not known how many people will come forward and apply through the Attorney General's Department to have criminal records expunged or make applications on behalf of someone who has died.
Likewise, we don't know how many suffered in secret. We don't know how many men refused treatment for HIV out of shame and fear of ostracism. This is our shame, not theirs. And Madam Speaker, we don't know exactly how many people left the Territory for safer and more accepting communities in places like Sydney or Melbourne. You can expunge historical convictions, but there are some things you can never make right. All we can say is, humbly, deeply, honestly, sorry.
The opposition leader, Gary Higgins, echoed the apology and was followed then by Chancey Paik, the first openly gay Aboriginal man to serve in the Northern Territory Parliament. He said the apology and expungement legislation are further steps on a journey that's not over.
I think that we must always acknowledge that history of discrimination, and we must never forget it, because so many of our community is still affected. It was exceptionally clear during the run-up to last year's plebiscite on the same-sex marriage that the homophobic sentiment still continues strong in some of our communities.
Chancey Paik said he hears the calls from the LGBTIQ community in the Northern Territory for the government to remove discriminatory provisions in other laws, such as the exemption in the Anti-Discrimination Act for fertility service providers. Michael Gunner thanked those in the gallery who had campaigned for change.
Australia has come far. Later this year, I'll be a proud brother at my sister Lucy's wedding to her long-time partner, Jill. The Territory has come far. And for this, we owe much to the people who suffered, mostly silently, when their sexuality could land them in prison or their gender identity could have them shunned.
The Chief Minister of the Northern Territory, Michael Gunner, that report from Jacqueline Breen.